Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Wise Minds right here on the Artist Loft. This is your radio host, Gigi Adams Evans, with modern philosopher and author, Mr. Johnsonius T. Lange Jr., aka Tito. Tonight's show will be about the peaceful mind. This is a Wednesday night show that we have an ongoing series about bullying. We were in hiatus for a moment because Mr. Lange had surgery, and we all thank you for the wonderful greetings of health and well wishes and blessings for him to heal. We're back on the air tonight. We'll be back once a week every Wednesday night from 7 to 8:30 p.m., and we ask that you call in and engage in a dialogue with Mr. Lange. He has so much to share with you. Mr. Lange, of course, has been involved with Hillary and Bill Clinton. He has done so many, many things. He's appeared on CNN television. He's been in different radio shows and broadcasts all over. And he's also writing, still writing, and authoring more books. Two of his books, Wise Mind and Who Are We, are available for download to purchase by going to www.wisemindevelopment.org. That's www.wisemindevelopment.org. And also, if you would like to get in touch with Mr. Lange, you can email him directly for consultations for spiritual healing, spiritual consciousness, and learning how to be a better person in life by having a peaceful mind, by the way. So Mr. Lange is going to engage with us tonight, and the number to call in is 646-200-3817. And we're going to bring him on in just a moment. Remember, 646-200-3817. Our topic is bullying, and our subtopic is the peaceful mind. So the peaceful mind is the lifestyle of one that is continuously enjoying its own spiritual and human liberation, per Mr. Lange. So welcome. Hi, Tito. How are you?
Hi, Gigi. I'm very fine. Thanks for asking. How are you doing?
I'm great. I am great. Just a little tired, but I'm great. Getting ready to start. We've been in hiatus for a minute there, and getting ready to rumble, as we say, for this next episode. And we encourage people to call in. If you'd like to tweet us, that's Papacito for Tito, P-A-P-A-C-I-T-O 1955, Papacito 1955 at Twitter, and mine is Gigi 1015. And we can see your tweets on my devices here, and I can read whatever questions you have or interests that you have. But we would like for you to engage with us, so come on, get busy with us. All right, Tito, what do you got tonight?
Well, first, I have a lot. First, I'd like to display my gratitude to each and every one of our friends, listeners and supporters, I say ours, because as we always tell everyone, not just tell them, but it is a fact that the show Bullying the Solution is for every mind, in all mind, based on the fact that any mind can be bullied. And also, I have a special guest tonight whom I like to introduce to our audience. Her name is Mrs. Taisha Nelson. She's the director of the Broward Healthcare Assistant Facility, where I have been admitted to. And I'm honored to introduce her to our audience, not because she's in charge of the facility, healthcare facility, that is helping me so much, but I observe everyone in the facility is being given very close and high attention. And you don't even have to ask for something that someone, either the nurse's aides and nurse, would not offer to bring it to you, or already serving it to you. And not only for that, but for so many other reasons. And for that, I like to ask everyone, do me a favor, as I have been doing, to, in your prayer, lift this facility and also Taisha to love spiritual energy and ask for those energies and its wisdom to continue to flow through her and manifest within her, because it is a very big responsibility she's got. And there is no way she could have done it on her own human abilities. It has to be, I know that she's connected. She's, her mind is able to reason, vision, and create at the being level. But however, we're supposed to be channels through which love flow. So direct and intercede with me on her behalf, because this place is helping hundreds of individuals who really need help. One of them is me. And thank you, Aisha, Mrs. Taisha, thank you so much for tuning in. And this is your radio show too. Thank you so much. And second, I like to display my gratitude to every one of you, because I miss you. I miss you a lot. And I like you to know that I was not expected within 24 hours, not even that much, minutes, my life, my physical life has changed. I went to the hospital thinking that it was a simple infection. When I come out, I went with two foot. And when I come out, it was one and a half. 2 feet, I'm sorry. Well, those medication is doing some work in me. 2 feet. I knew something was wrong, but hey, it came out. That means I'm real. 2 feet, I come out with one and a half. And I cannot do anything. Even a glass of water, I cannot move 2 steps with anything in my hands, because my brain does not know that I do not have toes and a good portion of my left foot. So thank you so very much for supporting me in prayer. I miss you. I miss you a lot. And I'm very happy that Wise Mind radio show is resumed, and that's where I belong, because all minds need the education of the mind, universal wisdom, and also the show, because on the show we can we discuss specific topics that are still related to wise, to the mind, or to bullying, I'm sorry, to bullying. And as those of you who have been listening to the show and read Wise Mind ebook, which I encourage everyone to read, every mind needs to not only learn, but being reminded of what they already know. And the mind is not just precious, it's a treasure. That's all we have. And unless the wisdom of it is available to a person, it's mostly impossible to me that anyone can cultivate a mind that can reason, vision, and create at both human and spiritual level. Thank you so much for joining us. Before I get started, let me check in with Gigi again to see if there is any additional words that she likes to put in. Then we're going to get rumble. Gigi.
Well, yes, I'd like to say hello and welcome, Ms. Aisha, to the show. We hope that you can engage in dialogue with us and have questions to ask. And I commend you on what Tito said as you being a director, I believe. And everybody needs someone, and you are a wonderful person because he spoke with you before. So thank you for coming on to the show. And we're going to get ready, Tito, to rumble and talk about the topics that we have for tonight. You know, as we live in this world, this day and age, that bullying is an ongoing situation. Tito has written some literature, books on bullying, and we'd ask that you engage with us in dialogue again and call in at 646-200-3817, because bullying not only happens in the schools, it happens in facilities, in nursing homes, in hospitals, in schools, in colleges, on the street, in your homes. You know, so bullying is worldwide, and it's an epidemic that needs a solution. Tito has, in his own power, his literature that will help you to help yourself and possibly to help bullies that are out there, learning how to engage with them, to stop them, and let them see how wrong they are for doing things to other people. So many people laugh at how bullying is taking place and how they like to hurt people and watch them go down and suffer. That's not funny. That's not good. Bullying is a stigma. It's just like any other stigma that needs to be removed. It needs to be purged from a person's mind. Their character is really solely responsible for who they are, what they are, what they represent, and what they display to society. Would you want your loved one to be bullied? Would you want your loved one to come home afraid to tell? When other people make you feel small, the bully is one of the persons that really is involved in all of this. So don't be bullied. Learn how to say no. There are so many different phases of bullying, and we'll get into as many as we possibly can tonight. But Tito, we were talking the last show about cyberbullying and suicide among teens. Now, this is something that's been going on for a while. Even it spread it to Twitter, and people have been getting threatening emails on Twitter, and just an array of things have been happening and actually being stalked by people. What are your solutions to that, Tito?
Very good question, and the solution is one that we have always remind everyone of for a long time. Just about every show we mention that one factor very important in the life of any person is each person has need to have a vision. We need to have a vision. A vision is a destination. Should a person who hasn't been bullied, I'm happy that you haven't been bullied, but you need to have a vision anyway for when that will happen, because it will happen to you somehow, some way, whether you are aware of it while it's happening or not, it will happen to you. You need to have a vision. And those who are being bullied right now, it is a good time for you to arm, to protect your heart, your mind, and your mind, your life, with a vision. You need a vision in order to survive, to go through a nightmare such as being bullied. Why? The vision keeps your mind so busy that you have to leave the focus of your vision to pay attention to what is being done physically around you, which gives you a big, big, big break, because if the only thing that is in your mind 24/7 is your misery, because being bullied is, my goodness, it's very bad. If this is all that is in your mind, what happened is your mind unwillingly is helping the bully doing its work. The bully bullies you for about a couple of hours a day, and your mind continue to bully you for the other 22 hours. But if you have a vision, you will not be bullied for 22 hours. And even the 2 hours will be split, because you will already know that it is not you that caused the person to bully you. Is because this person's mind is being bullied, and it takes that bullying is an act of force. And when a person's mind is being bullied, it forces this person, it overpowers this person's mind to take the frustration on someone else. And this is the reason why, again, when you have a vision before you face the adversity of being bullied, it is so easy to, definitely, it's like 99% much easier to go through it, and you won't even realize that, again, even though you see it, it will not have much effect on you, because remember that what the strategy approach of bullying, the solution education, which I create, is one to rehabilitate the mind of the bully's victim. Anyone who ever been bullied, that information, that nightmare, sit and stay in your conscious. And your conscious, that's what is there for, to record everything that, every experience you ever go to, go through in your life. And it needs to come out. You need to reconcile with it. Your mind needs to reconcile with it, even though that's what the conscious does. But unless and until you reconcile with it, it stays in your mind as needed information, and you don't need information like that anymore. And also, the other phase of this approach is we ought to unite ourselves in the for the education of the bullies to renew their minds. They need help. They need help more than you can think they would, but they don't know how to ask. Because asking is a communication that is done, that has to be done, in love, with love, and through love. A person whose life is being, whose life is being used, or not used, but whose life is a treasure for love, universal energies, those energies will always flow through this person and manifest within this person. But a bully, bullies, they don't have it. Or if they have it, it was too little beforehand. That is the reason why the force of frustrations can overcome the mind of this person and force it to cause harm to other people. And we need to, that's the way that, even with the education, this is the way to approach it. We help both the bullies and the bully victims. I'm always, I offer consultations for both bullies and bully victims. It will not take many sessions for the bully to understand what has happened to him or her. Yes, I'll tell you what it is, but however, communicating energies like that, wisdom is energy. There is a factor very important to it, is that you communicate with this person very close to the uniqueness of this person's energy, so that person's mind, which is unique, can grasp and connect with the message. And this is the reason why you will need, whether you are the victim of a bully or you are a bully yourself, that is why you need to have a session with me. I'm going to turn the mic to Gigi to see what she's got to, what she's going to tell us, as always. And when we come back, we will talk about, I will have a quick talk and speech, very much, very short, on the topic of the day. Gigi?
All right, thank you, Tito, and thank you so much for that information. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Wise Mind on the Artist Loft. This is your radio host, Gigi Adams-Evans, with modern philosopher, Mr. Johnsonius T. Lange, Jr. Again, we'd like to emphasize the gratitude and thanks for everyone giving prayers and greetings of good health for him in his time of surgery and recuperation. We'd like to say thank you to special people who made sure that they contacted me regularly on a regular basis, as well as Mr. Lodge, I'm sure. Thank you very much for your love and your prayers. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're interested in freelance writing or any other kind of writing, ghost writing, you can contact me at GWiz Productions, LLC, at gmail.com for any of your writing needs. They're fee-based services. And also, with Mr. Lange, if you're in the areas of looking for someone to speak or be speaking engagements for your conference rooms or talking to students at some point about bullying, spiritual consciousness, learning how to cope with society, learning how to be a better person in society, please email Mr. Lange at titolange@yahoo.com. That's titolange@yahoo.com. Mr. Lange is preparing to go out to be a speaker for his articles and his topics, Wise Mind and Who Are We? The books are very, very great books to have, and they're tools for learning and education and to utilize all the senses that you have to bring in the spiritual energies that you need to survive in a world of complexity. Remember, that's Wise Mind. That's a book that you can buy. You can download it, only $5. And Who Are We? Another unique book. Get the books and read them and learn the difference. Learn what you need to know about coping in this world that's so full of chaos. It's all about you. For each one, we teach one. So now it's your turn. Go and engage and look at the books, www.wisemindevelopment.org. Now we're going to play a little of a sound from you, from John Legend, and we'll be back as we get our water and gather our notes again. We'll be right back.
Further than I've been before, making me stronger, shaking me right to the core. Oh, yeah. I don't know what's in the dark. Never heard it from above. The world isn't ours, but I know what's in my heart. If you ain't mine, I'll be torn apart. kill me when it's over. I don't want to think about it. I want you to love me now. I'm gonna kiss you when I'm gone. So I'm gonna love you now. Like it's all I have. I know it'll kill me when it's over. I don't wanna think about it. I want you to love me now.
What first crossed my mind, or what just come up to me as Gigi was reading your mail is, first I'd like to offer to you a free consultation session. Definitely, just over the air, it's not going to be because of the complexity of the situation, which you cannot go through with me in the air, and because I do not know, I do not have a sense of certain informations I will need in order to connect with the overall situation. And until I talk with you, I would not be able to sense them or understand them to the point where I can offer that to you. However, what, you can contact me directly, Tito, T-I-T-O, T as in Tom, I-T-O, L-A-N-G-E, Tito Lange at yahoo.com. I will spend time with you to analyze not what is happening, but to stimulate your energies to the point where they can become activated so you can rise, your energies can rise above that situation. It seemed to me that if you can leave a situation because it's bad, mm-hmm. and can't go back to it, there is something within you that needs to be addressed. And it is no longer the situation. So that's why it has to be a private session between you and me. And I promise to you that I will make time to have a session with you. And if it takes 2, 3, 4, as many as it takes, I will do it. Why? Because the same love energies that creates your being is the same one that creates mine. And as beings, we are, our lifestyle is what so many call angel. I'm here for you. And for sure you were listening to the show from the beginning. You see how much, my whole heart was opened up to display my gratitude to Mrs. Taisha Nelson, who is the director of the healthcare assistance living where I am. It's because I observe the way that things are doing here. She is an angel, always helping people, always here. She cares about everyone the same way. And I care about you too. That's what angels, that's what we do. And that's, you know, this is the way that I would approach that. You need help, you personally. And not to leave it, you discover what it is wrong and come back to it. It's not the problem anymore. It is you that there is a hesitation. Something within you causes you to hesitate about who you are and make decisions. It's, well, for you, it could be a very big decision to make. And through love, with love, and in love, you will be able to make it. I trust that. And I know who you are. You are a being just as I am too. Thank you so much for contacting, for calling in, and I will be expecting your email at any time. Tito Lange, T-I-T-O-L-A-N-G-E at yahoo.com. It will be my pleasure. At any time, just email me and we will arrange for a talk. Thanks again. Yeah.
All right, thank you. We're waiting on some more tweets to roll in, Tito, and phone calls. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to engage in dialogue with Mr. Lange about the ongoing epidemic of bullying, give us a call at 646. We're live on the air, 646-200-3817. We have a featured guest that's listening in, a director of the facility where Mr. Lange is, and her name is Miss Aisha. So, again, thank you.
Aisha Nelson.
Thank you, Ms. Nelson, for being on the air and listening in to it. And if you'd like to, just jump right in if you have a question and engage in the dialogue with us. We're talking about the ongoing epidemic of bullying, and it's still worse. It's so much that's happening these days that there's no way to really tap into the sources, because each time that we try to do something that will engage in a better way, the anti-bullying programs that we have working in the schools and in all cities, the anti-bullying program that Tito teaches, it's up to you. It's up to you for each one. We must teach one, ladies and gentlemen. And According to a widely publicized study in the Journal of Criminology, bullying is still, it's still high in the rate crimes because of the peer victimization of people that are attending the schools, and they're being bullied still beyond the scope of the bullying programs. Because why? Because kids are actually afraid to tell. They're actually afraid to tell. And if they do tell, what happens to them? What happens? Tito, is there a way for kids to learn how to build their courage and go out? And they can become anonymous, but they must take action because that's the only way that we can have a solution. What do you think about that, Tito?
Would you like to... Sorry about that. Of course, yes. So much coming through me. I kind of miss the question. I like to answer it exactly. Yes, it was a question. Would you like to repeat it for me, please, in just a few words?
Yes. How can kids learn to obtain courage when they see a bullying process going on? They're afraid to tell. What can they do? What solution do you have for a child, an adult, or someone that's actually afraid to talk about a person that's actually bullying someone else? What are your solutions?
Okay. One we just talked about, and I'm going to repeat it again, is you need to have a vision for yourself. In that vision, your mind will continuously nurture it to development to the point where it will reach a maturity, energy maturity. The vision is energy. The energy of your vision will take action too. It's important to understand that, yes, you are in a bad situation, someone or whomsoever is bullying you, and you are not taking action. There are two, by the way, very important. There is an energy, there are two versions of it. There are spiritual and human version of that energy is humility. I have been bullied. In fact, first time I ever been bullied is recently. I observed it. It didn't have much. I saw it, and it is very bad. I go through it with my eyes, ears, all my senses were awake. Because I use the wisdom and energy of humility. Humility is the energy that is known to diffuse tensions. And I used it so much. This person I would sense this person coming towards me before it even make the first physical step. And I invoke humility energy, and that person stop, don't come. And I'm glad that I went through that. So I learned also, I went through the experience of being bullied. And I was in a situation where I was to be staying there in that position just enough time for something else, a door to open or an opportunity to be ready for me to make my move. So therefore, I made a willful decision to sweat it out, bite my nails, my teeth, whatever to bite, just take the pen. It can kill me. I know that. Take the pen, knowing that it's temporary. Take it, so I can survive through it to come out smelly like a rose, which is, for me, though you know that I cannot carry a cup of coffee. I cannot stand up to brush my teeth. That's how much pain I am in. But however, before I came, this happened to me, I was being bullied. So I would say that I had just said so is to tell you, because I was about to say, I am so happy that I was being bullied. But the reason why I say I was bullied, I allow it to happen for strategic reason. I mean, put it this way, if there is a mad dog or if there is a bear out there, sitting out there, and to protect me, I walk into a hole or something where there is rats or roaches, and they are bugging me. They are bullying me because I trespass their space. I'm going to stay there and let rat bite me instead of the bear that is waiting to kill me, because the bite of the rat would not kill me immediately, but the bear can kill me within minutes. So it's a willful decision. However, if you are being bullied unwillingly, there are so many ways to stop it. You can call police. Physically, you can. There are so many ways to move away from it. If it is in school, the minute you saw it, talk with the person. Say, listen, I'm aware of your behaviors towards me. It's not welcome. I do not want it. I do not like it. And this is the last time I'm going to tell you. Quit it and stop it immediately. And don't stay right there. Go to the principal of the school. I mean, skip the class. Just stay by his door, his or her door. Say, listen, this is an emergency. So-and-so is bullying me, and I'm not going to take another attack from this person. And I want you to do something about it right now, that you can stop it. If it is your neighborhood, talk with your family. And I'm so glad that many families are listening to the show with their teenager children too. Talk with your mom and dad. That's why I encourage you to read Wise Mind ebook and comment on it together. Have dialogue, discussion on what you read in the book. With your parents, that opens up not only you learning how to cultivate a mind that can also reason, vision, and create above the human level, but it opens up doors of dialogue, communication between you and your parents. Talk with your parents. Say, Mom, so-and-so is bullying me. I do not like it, and I come before you to let you know about it so you can drop everything you're doing to make it stop. Please do that for me. If mom doesn't want to do it, dad doesn't want to do it, you have a telephone, call 911. Yes, call 911. Put a stop to it right away, immediately. Don't let it grow. The longer you stay, the harder it's going to be, and the more impact it will have on you. Remember my strategic approach to the teaching of freedom for bullies, victims, and bullies for the victims is the rehabilitation of the mind of the bully. I offer consultation sessions. Contact me, TITOLANGE, titolange@yahoo.com. We will schedule, I will have one or two sessions. I am not my sessions, coaching, is not one of listening to you and, okay, before you leave, make an appointment for next week. No. We meet so I can educate you to the same wisdom that guide and guard my mind when my mind is in the process of nurturing thoughts which will come to be decisions that I will be making. I teach you what I know so you on your own can continue on making decisions, wise decisions on your own. So one or two sessions will be plenty. Contact me and I will lead you to this journey of your own self and freedom. Your own self, life freedom, because it is no fun when someone who is being bullied and don't realize that and take the frustrations on you. And some people, what happened to them, not only that we know that's what happened to them, but it's something that happened in their, because they are so spiritually, or at the being level, they are so blind, so deaf, that they even think that it is fun. They are smarter than you are. And when they are living in a swamp, yeah, within them is darkness. Force is a dark, is dark, is darkness. That's why it hurts. So I hope that I answered the question. And I went on and talked so much because I'm a teacher. And again, my aim, my unselfish vision and focus is to educate all minds to the same universal wisdom that I was fortunate to be taught of when I was a child and continue on to cultivate all throughout my adulthood. I want you to know all of them so you too can pass them on to others, because not only bullying and suicide practices, it's easy for that to stop, but it is a journey. And journey does not start on Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock after work, and at 8 o'clock, everything is okay, you can go out partying. No, that's not the way it is. You have to continue on. That's why that is why you will need to continue on with the practice of the same basic principles of those wisdom all the time and for the rest of your life. Because we are living in a world that is made of adversities, tragedies, and deceptions. Only the reason why you do things that are timed, and we find opportunities, we discover opportunities, is because of the flow of love through us. The energies of love opens up our minds, at the eyes of our minds to see things. And so we can see opportunities, we can see dangers, we can sense them. We develop awareness at both human and being level so we can identify and make decisions on selection of thoughts that we will be to allow our mind to nurture or not. Gigi. Okay, Gigi must be on the telephone with someone.
Yes, Tito, I am. I was listening to a young lady. She called in, but she doesn't want to come present on the air. Her name is Melissa, and she wanted to know about all the programs that are in the school. Melissa, are you there? Melissa? Okay. Her name is Melissa, and she wanted to know about the programs in the bullying school. She's a young lady in middle school, and she says that she has problems with going to school because each time that she goes to school, she's always being bullied or pushed into a locker room somewhere and beat on and kicked, and her money is taken from her, and no one will help her. She wants to know what kind of solutions, and I gave her a simple solution, is to go and tell. But she needs restructuring for mind. Her mind needs to be restructured so she can learn how to cope with the things that are going on in her life and learning how to be brave. What solutions do you have for her?
Well,
better cope with this ongoing situation. She won't fight
one
back.
One of the solutions is definitely there will be no charge. I will not charge you any money to have a coaching session with you because there is much more that would need to be discovered in you that I will need to connect with, discovered, and together discover with you about you. Because remember, you are unique. Your mind is unique. So much, just about everything about you is unique. And decisions that you're going to be making are decisions that will be, that has to be unique in regard to the uniqueness of your being, your mind. So, my email address is TITOLANGE. Contact me so we can arrange for a session. Second is, remember what I was saying, the advice that I offered to earlier caller is, don't even talk with the teacher first. Go to the principal's office and tell the principal that this is a life and death situation. I have had it. One of the students, so-and-so, he has been bullying me, not only this person, but that person. And I'd like you right now to, I'm not ordering you, sir, but it is urgent. Right now, drop anything you're doing to let this person to understand that I have a perimeter of respect. And if the teacher, right away after you talk with the principal, talk with the teacher, and talk with your family. If within 72 hours you don't get any answer, a breakthrough on that, call the police. Call the police, 911. Even before you enter the class in the morning, call the police. And have police walk in, the principal is going to listen because you have had it. That's just as simple as that. And so that can stop. But even if that stops, give me a call. Let's arrange for a session. If it's 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, up to 1 hour, yes. I like to help. I like to stand with you. We are one, in love, with love, through love. You need, I have, use what I have. What I have right now is resources of wisdom. Because, yes, push the bully away, but if you could be the one attracting it and don't even realize that.
No,
pardon?
I'm not. I'm only... I'm
13. Oh, okay. No problem, my dear. No problem. We don't know what has happened. Let your mom to know, your mom and dad, to know that you were listening to Wise Minds radio show. The program is Bullying the Solution. And Mr. Lange, who is the author of Bullying the Solutions, likes to have a session with you, coaching session. Give me a call, and even with your mom around, ask for your mom's permission and contact me, and I will be so happy. Trust me, in me, there is a 13-year-old boy. He is fun, and also there is a gentleman, an adult, who is well-cultivated and experienced. My character has been tested in so many times, and I'm quite sure that together with the support of your family, definitely let your mom and dad to know that Mr. Lange would like to coach with you. And so, because you will need other support other than mine. And if it is your mom, I can even have a session with them too. So you can be well supported. At home, you are supported by your mom and dad. In school, you are supported by the teacher and school principal. And you have my help. And I tell you what, you can count on me. I take pleasure in being helpful to others. This is what a good day to me is, a day that I help, at least I do something that brings a solution or clarity to issue or matter of others. And that will be my pleasure. You will have fun learning together with me. I'm not here to tell you what to do, but I'm going to figure out together with you what are the best way that is unique to you to maneuver and coexist with that. You're not going to negotiate with bullies. That's something you don't do. But how to redeem or your mind, your emotions from that nightmare. You are young, you're not used to emotions yet, so you don't know why your body nerves are reacting the way they are acting. And you're 13, so you need to understand all those. And if it takes 50 sessions, I will do each and happily go through 50 sessions with you, because I know that you will be thankful and grateful for opportunities like that. For in you are angel, and when you need, you ask, love will send angels in your way. I ask that I could be this angel this time, this human angel for you. But anyway, very important, let your mom and dad to know that you have met Lange, Mr. Lange, and explain to them how, and invite them to listen next Wednesday to listen to Wise Minds radio show, Bowling the Solution. They will hear me talking. They can ask questions because it's very important. So you have all your bases covered. You need as much support that you can have, and you should not be even asking for any one of them. They have to be offered to you. I am offering mine to you. Okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
You are welcome. And Tito Lange, TitoLange@yahoo.com. Have your mom and dad even contact me before you do, however. But anyway, we want to pull you through love, in love, and with love, pull you out of this jam. You don't deserve, but you should not be going through stuff like that.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Oh, you are welcome. You will. Everything's going to be all right. Start celebrating and give. Celebrations means drink water and give thanks.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. My
thank
pleasure.
Thank you, Tito, for that. And thank you, Melissa, for calling in. But we do need to talk to your parents about other issues. So I really appreciate it. And, Tito, you're gaining quite an entourage of young people that are listening in to the show. I've got several. I have several tweets here. And one is from a man who's 45 years old, and his name is David. And he wants to know, Tito, he wants to know from you that how can he stop the bullying on his job? He's being bullied on his job, and he doesn't want to lose his job. He's gone to his boss. His boss does nothing. he feels as if he strikes someone, he's going to lose his job. So how does he handle this bully who is always getting him into trouble?
Okay. This may appear to be a complex issue, matter, and situation, but it isn't. One of the ways that, the first way I would approach this is directly, and always do that. The person who is bullying you, walk up to that person one morning and say, "Hi, so-and-so, good morning. Listen, I need to talk with you. Very, 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 very important. Coffee is on me or lunch is on me. Let's go out to lunch. I need to talk with you. Something I have to convey an information to you." And when you go for coffee or lunch, tell this person, "Listen, I'd like to introduce myself to you. I'm a human being. I have needs. I have feelings. I have emotions. I have this, and that. Just as you two, you have that. But I also have awareness that I have cultivated on my own. And because of them, I discovered certain behaviors on your part towards me that are repulsive. And I'm asking you, let's say for the last time, to stop it. Manage it, stop it. It's not human, it's not kind, and I will not tolerate it. And again, that's the last time I'm asking you about that. If there is, I believe that there are some things that I don't know of, or you may not even be aware of, that is causing you to behave like that towards me, and it's a big mistake. I can help you to figure out what it is, to do some kind of a self-investigation, figure out what it is and free your mind from it. I'm not going to tolerate you to take your frustrations on me. And that's where we're going to leave this. You are a human being, I'm a human being, who knows, we can nurture good friendship relationship, who knows how far it can go. But however, this behavior, no more. If that afterwards, if it continues, don't go to your immediate manager, go to the big boss and let them talk to the big boss just the same way that you are talking with us on the show now. Sir, thank you very much for taking time to see me. I'm going to make this as quick as possible. I need your help. It's urgent. I enjoy working for you. I do a good job. I believe in your company. I'm happy to come to work every day. However, I'm not happy at work because so-and-so is bullying me. And it's not that I violate the protocol, go to so-and-so first. No, I come directly to you because this is not going to continue. And I need you to know about it. It is urgent, and it may not only be me. It could be many other people that this is happening to. It is. I need your help. That's it. You know?
All right.
You don't. That's how I would approach.
Thank you, Tito, for that answer. We're going to take a brief pause for a minute. And, ladies and gentlemen, this is The Artist Loft with G. Adams Evans and modern philosopher Mr. Johnsonius T. Lodge, Jr., better known as Tito. We're going to take a brief pause, and I'd like for you to take a look in the mirror at yourself and see how you can change yourself and change the surroundings around you. Make sure that everything that you do is positive. Make sure that you help each other to love each other. That's the key word here because that's what Tito talks about all of the time. We're going to take a brief break, and we're going to play a song that I think that everyone can sort of relate to. It's by Michael Jackson. So we'll be right back after this song.
Lord, make a change.
know, that was make that change. And that was the reason why that music was playing was because of the fact that what Tito teaches, it's helping you to make that change. The music is something of an uplift for some people, and I believe that looking in the mirror at yourself every day, you'll be able to make changes within your life. If you pick up a copy of Wise Mind or Who Are We, you can immediately begin to read and make those changes in your life. Tito is an artist. He's a modern philosopher. He's a lecturer. And by purchasing the books from his website, www.wisemindevelopment.org, you can learn how to begin to make that change within yourself. Remember that you must have emotional content, spiritual consciousness, spiritual awareness, and learn how to have a peaceful mind. Because of the fact that with your peaceful mind, knowing that you own your own spiritual capacities of liberation will help you to move forward in life. Tito is a very, very well-respected man, a very intellectual man. So I really appreciate him being on the show. We're doing the show, and we're starting over again because of a hiatus and his surgery. But do invest in the book. If you'd like to donate, you can go to Tito Lange at TITOLANGE to make a donation contribution to help him to continue with his work, his literature, and helping him to spread the word, the good words. The peaceful mind helps you to learn how to be comfortable within yourself. Tito?
Thank you so very much, Gigi. Just before I begin the lecture, I'd like for everyone who is listening to know that from the callers we have that your financial donation, as small as it is, to Wise Minds Radio Show is what's keeping us in the air. Your donation is helping transforming minds, transforming lives across the globe. And we have callers from all over the world. And it is not only when the show is in the air or live, it's a continuing, it's all the time. Individuals who are listening to the show, they have questions and they have wonders and they, you know, they drop a mail, a quick note, you know, here is what I'm thinking. What do you think? Bounce their own thoughts by me. And that's happened all the time. Why? It's because your donation, your financial donation, is keeping us in the air and helping to keep the work going all the time. We need it. We need it. We welcome it. And in advance, I'd like to thank you for your support because, yes, you can make financial support me. My support is what I do. I make contributions to help our fellow men anywhere, any age. I'd like you to know that mine doesn't have age, or do not age, I'm sorry. Your mind could be 20 billion years old. So your being could be 20 billion years old. So I make my contribution, you make your contributions, however you can, Gigi does. It is the union of our beliefs in the vision that we can, through education, stop bullying and suicide practices. That's what will cause it to happen. We know that punishment do not deter mentality. It's education that does. And I have done the best that I can in the past 24 years to test the universal relativity theory of the mind, which I use to create educational solutions to rehabilitate minds that have been bullied and to help renewing minds of bullies. Now, I like to talk about the title, the topic of the show tonight, which is the peaceful mind. What is a peaceful mind? A peaceful mind is one that is protected by the wisdom of peace. And there are two versions of it. One is human, one is spiritual. And also guided, a mind that is guided by the wisdom of peace. How is it being guided? When it's making decisions, peace, energy, influence, the wisdom of peace, energy, influence the thought process that will in turn turn into a decision. That's how it guides it. How does it guard it? Protect it? It protects your mind. Peace, energy, wisdom protect your mind by influencing your mind when you are making choices on thoughts to allow your mind to nurture. Certain thoughts, because those energies, of course, is the minute you start cultivating wisdom of peace within you, started to develop your own human version of peace energy. The strength of that energy within you, I mean, of course, yes, every energy has its own mind as well, you are going to educate that energy, your peace, to wisdom of love. You're going to educate it to wisdom of respect. You're going to educate it to wisdom of patience, etc. And quote unquote, for anyone, for understand, when you're ready to learn to start your journey of cultivating any one of those energy wisdom, I will be happy to have an initiation session with you, because this is spiritual work. You will need to have entering into that journey, you'll need help. And I will be so happy to have a session with you. One or two, but most likely one, because you already have the desire. That is a very, very important energy that each person, whether a person is aware of it or not, desire is an energy that our minds create for us since we were a kid. It is that energy which direct and encourage your mind to create commitment, courage, etc., to explore a possibility. You already have the desire to cultivate a peaceful mind. Now, you need wisdom to guide and guard your mind decision process throughout the journey, your journey of cultivating your own peaceful mind. And I am here for you. And I'd like to encourage you to go to wisemindevelopment.org. Download Wise Mind ebook. It's a small book. It's ebook in every 6 or 7 ebook format. Anyone that you wish, you can get it from. You can order it from the website directly, or you can order, except on Amazon.com, you will find it in any and all ebook outlet in the world. Read it. That will give you information. It will stimulate your mind to activation. I say so based on feedback that I get from individuals who have read it. I'm talking about individuals with PhD degrees and just average individuals who start reading it. And from starting reading it, they write to me to tell me that their minds, it is so amazing what happened to them. They are reading on the third chapter or fourth chapter, and suddenly their minds become connected with something that was lost. They get, I forgot so many different terms that people have used to express their experiences with reading that first book, Wise Mind ebook. It's under $5. Do that. You can cultivate a peaceful mind. Let me tell you something about, because I'm not just speaking from the flow of inspirations that is running through me right now, or had ran through me when that Wise Mind ebook was written. I mean, as I mentioned to you, 24 years I've been working so much. I started with self-development wisdom education. In Wise Mind, universal wisdom education is one of the product that we create. When I went to the hospital, I went for a couple of weeks, 3 weeks ago. I knew not that it was going to turn out to what it turns out to be. The minute the doctor told me that the MRI shows that infection has already infected majority of the front of my big toe, and the second toe too. And while the doctor was talking with me very quickly, within about 5 seconds, I said, "Love, may your will be done. Use me to give the doctor any what he needs to do his work." And I cool off. My mind calmed down immediately. And I told the doctor, I said, "Sir," he was a gentleman too. He is a gentleman. I said, "I'm a modern philosopher. This is what I do. And I have 7 billion people to educate to Wise Mind, Universal Wisdom, Relativity Theory, so they can learn and use their minds to do anything and everything that they did while going through this journey on Earth. So therefore, whatever that needs to be done, just go ahead and do it." Now, you don't sound like I have a life-threatening thing that I have to make a life and death decision. But if you need to cut off the toe, the whole leg, to save my life, don't even wake me up. Just cut it off. If you need it above the knee, take it off. This is what peaceful mind is able, the kind of decision it can make when facing any kind of situation. You face it peacefully and allow love to manifest through you. This is what I want for you. If you, any of you would like to enter the journey of cultivating a peaceful mind of your own, I mean, this is just an example that I give to you. But facing any situation is best to, you will be very happy. You will always be well off. is to approach them with a peaceful mind. And that peaceful mind is one that has to be cultivated. We weren't born with it. And I know how I can create and find together with you the very right approach to it that will go identically to your own uniqueness. And from there you can go. Thank you so much for listening to my discovery from exploring peace energies when it is allowed to influence a mind. And I would be happy that yours is one. I will be happy to consult with you. One session will be plenty to get you on your way. And not only that, but for other things that we may discover. Gigi.
Yes, Tito, and thank you. Thank you so much for being here tonight on the show. And it's a first show and a hiatus of, what, about 2.5 to 3 weeks now. So we're going to get caught up again, and we'll be back again next Wednesday with new topics and new subject matter. And remember that the ongoing topic of the show is bullying, the solution. You can find Tito Lodge on LinkedIn, that's LINKED, capital IN, Facebook. You can also contact him on Twitter, Papacito, Papacito, 1955, and myself, Gigi, 1015, if you'd like to be on the show, to book a show, to book your presence and to have an interview with us. We would really appreciate that. And callers, we encourage you to call into the show, not just listen in, but call in and engage in the dialogue with us, because I'm sure that there are so many people out there that have been bullied and you have experiences that you would like to share. It's okay if you'd like to share those experiences with us to vent or to help to heal in some way. Tito has offered you books, Wise Mind and Who Are We? So go to his website, www.wisemindevelopment.org, and pick up a copy. Pick up a copy today. $5 is not a whole lot of money, but if when you do get the book, I'm sure that you'll be enlightened and you will be able to look in the mirror and you will be able to make that change. So I'm going to say good night to everyone, and I hope that everyone is being blessed and being taken care of. And I ask that you all spread love. And for each one person that you find that is in need of help, reach out to help them in some way. Because for each one, we teach one. God is love. Tito.
Thank you so much, Gigi. I'd like to thank each and everyone who are listening to the show tonight, and ask you if you have any questions in regard to a peaceful mind, how to cultivate one of your own. You have any questions, you can next show on Wednesday, you can bring that up, or you can text me. What is my text number? Yeah, my telephone number, you'll find that in my website. And also you can email me. Very important, invite young minds to listen to Bullying the Solution, Wise Mind Show. As you witnessed tonight, 13-year-old person called and be very thankful that she did. You don't know what's going on in their lives. They have a mind just like yours, feelings, emotions just like you do, with the difference that you may have, not may have, you have lived longer than they have already on earth and understand so much that they don't. We're here to help them, show them the rope of life. And one of them is for them to cultivate a mind that can reason, vision, and create at both human and being level. Let's raise them as human beings, not just as human. Thank you so much. I'd like to thank Mrs. Aisha Nelson, Bilhana, Janet, everyone of you that I don't mention your name. Have a good evening. Have a good weekend. Thank you for your prayers. And make donations, financial donations, to keep the show in the air. We are doing good job. Thank you again. Good night. Good night, Gigi.
Good night, Tito. Good night, everyone.